Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. A Lamar's man who was sentenced to prison for burglary, theft, and misconduct in office has had his sentence commuted and has been released from prison in an order filed Friday in Plymouth County District Court. The prison sentence of Aaron Lusink was suspended, and he was placed on 5 years probation. Lusink was originally sentenced to 40 years in prison for burglary, theft, possession of prescription drugs, and misconduct while a law officer. That sentence was overturned in September 2023. Last month, Lusink was resentenced to 15 years. Since then, letters of support on behalf of the defendant were filed. The filing mentioned that during his incarceration, he appears to have been a model prisoner. The judge concluded that Lusink served a significant amount of time in prison during two separate stints and has been a very productive member of society and is living a life of recovery. His conduct makes it likely that success on probation is great. The judge ordered that a 10-year prison sentence be suspended and that he be placed on 5 years probation. A district court judge has denied a request to adjust bond for Reese Harms. He's held on charges of attempted murder and second-degree murder. A bond hearing was held last week in Plymouth County District Court. The attorney for Harms says the $25,000 cash-only bond was set when a charge of attempted murder was filed. Since that time, the victim in the case died and charges were increased to include second-degree murder. Harms sought to have bond modified to allow him to post bond with the issuance of a surety, a move the prosecution resists. The court concluded that Harms is a risk to flee, and he's a risk to the community given the nature of the charges. The bond was ordered to stay at $25,000 cash only. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors and the Lamar City Council meet today. The supervisors will hear budget requests from several agencies serving in Plymouth County. The City Council will hold a hearing on financing three water projects in the city, a new water treatment plant, a new well, and a pipeline project. Action items today include approval of community betterment projects in six city parks, capital improvements at the city airport, an updated list of licenses and charges in Lamar's, and a proposal to form a tourism plan for the city. Bird flu has been detected in three more Iowa flocks Monday. Cases confirmed by the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and the USDA include another commercial layer flock in Sioux County, a commercial turkey flock in Worth County, and a backyard flock in Monona County. There have now been 11 detections of bird flu in Iowa poultry this year. That includes a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza found in a commercial layer flock in O'Brien County this past weekend. The Iowa Department of Agriculture strongly encourages Iowa poultry producers to bolster their biosecurity practices and protocols to protect their flocks and birds. Governor Kim Reynolds has chosen a state senator from LeClaire, Iowa, to be her lieutenant governor. 54-year-old Chris Knoyer took the oath of office in a ceremony at the State House Monday morning. Knoyer has served in the Iowa Senate since 2019. Iowa has not had a lieutenant governor since September 2nd when Adam Gregg resigned to become CEO of the Iowa Bankers Association. The governor says Knoyer will support a wide range of policy priorities given her experience in computer science and artificial intelligence. Knoyer, who says she's been a computer nerd since the 1980s, says she's ready to advance the governor's agenda in any way she can. And paddlefish licenses are now on sale for the Missouri and Big Sioux River season, which starts in February. Iowa DNR Western Iowa Regional Fisheries Supervisor Chris Larson says they have 950 resident licenses that will be sold in the first round through December 31st. They also have 50 non-resident licenses. Paddlefish are not caught by the traditional fishing method of casting out bait on a hook. Some areas of the state have been impacted by the drought and then a wet spring, but Larson says that's not the case on the Missouri River. Larson said the paddlefish tend to hang out in deeper water in the winter around the wing dikes from Sioux City all the way to the Iowa border. He says they don't move much in the winter, but do a lot of traveling when things warm up. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.